Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus. We heartily welcome you to the continued ministry and the study of the precious Word of God. It is our great desire to consider some of the future programs that God has marked out in the Word of God for the Church and for Israel, as well as for the nations of the earth. We are presently considering God's future program for the Church. We've already noted the ecumenical program for the Church in the mind and in the purpose of God, when the saints shall be gathered together, some from the grave and the living saints from the earth, to be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. My fellow believer, may I ask, have you been living with this hope in your heart today? Have I been living with this hope in my heart today as well as each moment of the day? There are two reasons why we should long for the return of our Lord. First, because there is so much in the world that is contrary to God's glory. And then second, we who are saved, we love the Lord Jesus, and we should desire to be where He is, in the Father's home above. We now would begin considering God's future purpose for the Church. We read a scripture in Matthew's Gospel for our consideration today, from chapter 13 in Matthew, verses 45 and 46. Jesus Himself is speaking and saying, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Now in this parable taught by the Lord Jesus, we find our Savior telling us something concerning the Church. And in this parabolic lesson, there is much for us to glean in relation to what the Savior declares about the Church. May I read the words again? "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought of it." Now may I point out to you that the Savior in the words we have read describes the loveliness of the Church in His own eyes. He likens it to a matchless pearl. Beloved, did you ever consider what a pearl is? Did you ever think and notice that a pearl is the product of a living being, the only gem or jewel upon the earth that is so produced by a living being? All other gems and precious stones, they are not so produced by any living organism. But the pearl is formed by a living organism. It is formed, as you may well know, as the result of an injury to the animal within the shell. What frequently takes place, as many of us perhaps know, is that a foreign particle of sand comes into the shell, and between the animal and the shell it lodges, wounding and irritating the animal within. The irritation causes the animal within the shell to deposit from itself a secretion upon the foreign substance, and layer upon layer is deposited until the pearl is completely formed. Now let me repeat it. It is a wonderful lesson and a most wonderful illustration of the Church being formed to be in its production a matchless pearl for our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a foreign substance from the outside that enters into the organ, the organism of this shell, and coming in wounds the animal within, and irritating it causes that oyster, as we often call it, to thus produce a secretion from itself and pour it layer upon the sand or the foreign substance until at last there is a complete beautiful pearl form. The offending object, now listen carefully, the offending object becomes a precious, beautiful gem through the work of the injured one within. Beloved, do you not realize the meaning of our Lord as he thus likens the church to a matchless pearl? For the forming of the church to be a matchless pearl, our Savior, who was wounded by our sin and for our sin, has poured out his grace upon believing sinners until at last, someday, he will obtain in its completion and in its perfection the pearl of greatest price, which will be his bride, and that is the church. Oh, my beloved, when you and I realize it and God help us to do so, our sins wounded the Lord Jesus. Our sins wounded the Son of God. And for our sins, our Lord Jesus was wounded upon the cross. And though you and I are the guilty offenders, he who was not the offender, but the offended one, has poured out his grace and love and mercy to poor, lost, guilty, but repentant and believing sinners to form the church and make it a matchless pearl of beauty in his own eyes and in the eyes of the universe in the ages to come. My beloved friend, may I speak very plainly that if you are not a Christian, the Lord Jesus Christ was wounded for you on Calvary's tree. And you have wounded him by your sin. But the one you have wounded is able to pour out upon you his grace and make you a part of this blessed, wonderful gem, the pearl of great price that he is forming, which is the church. Now I wish you to follow carefully with me what the Lord Jesus describes regarding that pearl in his own eyes. May I read the words again? The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. The description of the church in the eyes of the Lord Jesus. One pearl of great price. Now note the first fact, and that is the pearl, the church, is a blessed unity in his eyes. It is one pearl. It is one body. For the scriptures say there is one body. There are not many bodies, neither can there be another body. There are not many pearls. There is but one pearl. And my beloved, this is the true meaning in the scriptures of truth concerning the unity of the blessed church. In the eyes of the Lord, every believer in him forms that one unity, the matchless pearl. My beloved, I do not ask you which church you belong to. May I ask, do you belong to this one pearl? Then will you please note, the Lord Jesus says, it is one pearl, meaning it is of heavenly beauty. For the luster of this pearl is of a heavenly character, not earthly, but heavenly beauty will be the church to the heart of Christ in the ages of glory to come. You that have studied the Word of God, and particularly the Epistle to the Ephesians, you may remember how in the Epistle to the Ephesians, you have again and again reference to the heavenly beauty of the church. We are blessed in heavenly places in Christ. We have been raised to be seated in heavenly places with Christ. We are told in chapter 5 and verse 27, we shall be presented unto him a glorious church, to be glorified in the eternal ages to come. And you that have read the Word of God will certainly know that the church is in the sight of the Lord of heavenly beauty, and will be seen in the day of its glory in heavenly character. I cannot emphasize too strongly the heavenly origin of the church. We are born from above. I cannot emphasize too greatly the heavenly food the church must have, the bread of life from heaven above. I can neither emphasize too greatly the heavenly destiny of the church. It is heavenly throughout the endless ages of eternity to come. But then know the third fact describing the church. It is one pearl of great price. He went and sold all that he had and bought it. Oh, my beloved, this pearl is of costly price. This pearl is not Christ. Christ is the goodly merchant man. The pearl is his church's bride to be. And to purchase that pearl, to purchase his bride, he went and sold all that he had. The words of the Lord Jesus, or rather the words of Paul, who wrote at the command of the Lord Jesus in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, are very appropriate. As Paul said, ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. My beloved radio friend, have you ever considered carefully and prayerfully and solemnly the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, left all the glory of heaven to come down into the depths of the waters of sin to seek his matchless pearl, by his grace to save poor sinners like you and me, shedding his blood upon the cross, giving himself to purchase that bride? My beloved, he paid a great price. I hope that you belong to that pearl, and that you can say, thank God, at great price I have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior, and am part of that one pearl of heavenly beauty, God grant it for his name's sake. Father, grant thy blessing upon thy word, the truth revealed. Sanctify it to thy glory and the blessing of all in Jesus' name. Amen.